the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
This Sunday is our fourth in a series called Advent Unwrapped, where we've been thinking about love and joy and hope. And today we're thinking about peace. And then on the 29th, we are going to be thinking about the gift of wonder. So we're kind of going beyond Advent and thinking about the wonder that we have at the birth of Jesus. Today is going to be really short and sweet, and I hope that doesn't make it any less powerful. And I pray that God is going to speak through what I say and what we do together this morning. In the story that Esther read for us, we heard about the wise men and Herod after Jesus has been born. Now, Jesus has come to bring peace onto the earth, but all Herod sees is a threat to his own power, and he tries to stop Jesus. He rejects peace because he wants control over others, over his kingdom, over the world, and he wants the power for himself. He wants to be the only king. And I wonder if sometimes we're a bit like that. We want to have control. We want to have power. We want to be the king of our own lives. Now, in a second, we're going to watch a video that talks about why we need Jesus to bring peace instead. And I want you there's a lot of things in the video. I think there's a huge number of nuggets that we could take away. And I think it's a really good opportunity for God to speak to each of us individually for what we need to hear this morning. So I really encourage you to concentrate hard on the video and try and remember the one thing that particularly stands out to you as we listen and as we watch, because I think that can be God challenging us and encouraging us this morning. And after we've done that, we're going to share in a time of communion together, and that's going to help us to think a little bit more about the peace that Jesus brings us. Thank you.
I wonder what you think of when you think of peace. Calm, tranquility, stillness, silence. The truth be told, the idea of peace probably conjures up something different for each of us. Perhaps a time, a place, a moment, or a feeling. I wonder if we'd agree on this though, that peace is the absence of war and violence. That where there is truly peace, there would be no pain, no suffering, and no conflict. That our world in peace would look distinctly different to the way that it looks today. I think the thing that our world needs right now is peace. Not the false peace that's thrown around so much in this season of Advent. The kind of peace found in chart hits, in greeting cards and decorations that so often stand in stark contrast to the fast-paced, chaotic reality that the Christmas season can be. Where expectations are so high, yet arguments so likely. Where the lonely feel their loneliest, and the pursuit of more fails to satisfy once again. But we speak of peace not because of the feeling of the season or our expectations of peace that the perfect Christmas might bring, but because of the child born and the promise of who he is. The song of the angels as they exclaimed, "Jesus Christ born," was glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. In Isaiah, there are prophecies of who Jesus would be, a promise of a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Isaiah 2 speaks of this coming king who would settle things fairly between the nations, that the people would turn their swords to shovels and their spears to hoes. Jesus is the peace that we long for. He is peace. It's who he is, and he will settle things between the nations, but the nations must respond. Will we drop our swords and our spears? The response from us demands that we lay down our pride, our anger, our hurt, and our grudges, the prejudices we hold and the walls we've built up. I don't know what sword you're holding, but in response to Jesus this Christmas time, are you willing to lay it down? as you do, the promise of Scripture is this, that the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. True peace is a picture of freedom, a gift for all of us and the world around us. It starts with Jesus, but the response lies with us.
Jesus is called the Prince of Peace because he brings wholeness, restoration, and freedom. In John chapter 14, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus brings peace to a world full of hate and pain and struggle by making a way for us to be connected with God again, our perfect, loving Heavenly Father, by taking away all of the wrong, all of the sin in the world when he died on the cross. And we're going to respond to him now as we share communion and remember how he is the only one who can give us true peace with God and give the world the peace that it so desperately needs. Would those who are serving communion this morning like to come forward to the front? Now this morning I'd love us to think about this a little bit more with the help of the crown that you got on the way in. Henry, now's the time for the crown. Over the last few weeks in our young Belmont groups, we've been creating a board out there that you might have seen on your way in for each of the different weeks of this Advent Unwrapped series. And we'd love you to add to that today with the crown that you got. So I'm going to give us a few things to think about and to do as we share the bread and the wine together. And after the service, we'd love it if you want to stick your crown on the board. There's quite a lot of crowns there already, but that's fine. Stick over the top, that's okay. And add it as you leave the service this morning. King Herod tried to bring about his own peace by trying to have total control, doing things his way. But he and us get stuff wrong, so we can't make true peace on our own. Maybe you've been trying really hard to make your own peace, but it hasn't worked for you. Maybe you need to give up control. You need to put your sword down, and you need to take off the crown that you've given yourself. Maybe you want to draw a cross on your crown or write Jesus' name as a prayer for him to be the one to be king over your life, to give him back control, for him to bring his perfect peace instead of trying to do it on your own. Maybe you know in theory that Jesus brings peace, but in the busyness or the difficulty of life, you've just kind of forgotten. Or maybe you know someone else that is true for, someone who's finding life difficult and is struggling to know Jesus' peace. Something at work is hard, something at school is hard, everyone's tired, so life at home is just a constant battle. Today you could fill in your crown full of colour and ask Jesus to fill you completely with his peace afresh this Christmas, or the person that you can think of who needs Jesus' peace, you can pray that they are filled completely with that peace. Or maybe you know his peace and you're just really thankful for it. You might want to write thank you. You might want to write Jesus' name. You might want to do a smiley face. You might want to write a prayer or draw a picture and just spend some time praising God for the peace that he gives us and thanking him that he is the Prince of all peace. If you don't want to do any of those, that's also fine. You can still think about those things that I've said. As we share in the bread and the wine, there's going to be some music playing and a video to watch as well. Or maybe you just want to close your eyes and talk to God about whatever stood out to you in the video. We'd love anyone who knows and loves Jesus to join us in sharing communion this morning. The bread is gluten-free and the wine is alcohol-free. In Colossians chapter 1, it says these words, "For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Christ, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that by dying on the cross for us, you take away all the wrong in our lives so that we can be friends with God and know his peace. Thank you that we can remember this by sharing in the bread and wine together this morning. Thank you that you've given us your Holy Spirit to help us live lives that reflect your peace to the world. Amen.